Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erev and Tzadik. We are on the top line. It says the Gemara, Boi Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama asked the following Shalom. This is regarding those rooftops, which are adjacent to each other, with the Chachamim hold that each one is considered to be a separate rishus, just as the dwellings beneath those gagos are certainly considered to be separate and distinct living quarters, each one per its inhabitants. Likewise, the rooftops directly above those houses are considered to be separate rishus. They're considered to be like an extension of the dwelling quarters beneath them. And since each one is a separate rishus, you cannot transfer from one to the other without an erev. That's why Rav told us these rooftops are considered like a karmelis. Why? Because since they're exposed to a makam ha'asrla, to another rooftop to which it can't transfer, so each rooftop is considered to be like a karmelis. And you're limited to 4 amas of carrying. Says the Gemara, Boi Rami Bar Chama. So he asked the following question. Shtei amas begag, shtei amas be'amud, mau. So we're limited to 4 amis. Can one do as follows? Carry 2 amis on the roof, and then the next 2 amis on a post nearby, a post which is 10 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim wide, which is a rishus hayach. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. Right on the top line. Says Rashi, Beis Amis Begagze. Kurav Svirlei, he's following Shitas Rav, the Omar Gag, Shebin Agagin. This rooftop, amongst others, Ein Metalton by Ella Bedal, the Asri Adadi, only allows carrying 4 Amis because they interfere with each other, because the rooftops are open and exposed to their adjacent rooftops and are considered to be like a Karmelis. So, Loch is Maul Metalton Ma'achas Men. Could one carry from one of these Gagin to the post, La Amud Ha'imed Bishus Rabim, Samach Loi, to a post which is near the roof, in Rishus Rabim, Kavai Yud Rach of Dalid, but it's 10 Tfachim Mai, 4 Tfachim Mai, in which case it's Rishus Ayachid. So the question is, can one transfer from the Gag, which is a Karmelis, to this Rishus Ayachid? Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, or Omar Rava, Mai Kami Boile, what's the question here? What's he asking? Karmelis, Rishus Ayachid Kami Boile? Whether one can transfer from a Karmelis to Rishus Sayachid, why would I think you can? Certainly you can't. The Gag is a Karmelis, and the Amud is Rishus Sayachid. One is not allowed to transfer mid Rabbanan from a Karmelis to Rishus Sayachid. Says the Gemara, you're right. Rami Bar Chama, agav churfei lo ein bo. Due to Rami Bar Chama's sharpness, he didn't get to articulate his question properly. Rather, ela hoch kemi boile. This is really the question that he had in mind. Beis Amis Begag, Beis Amis Bachsadra Mau. Achsadra is a roofed area, which is, in this case, a Karmelis. Doesn't have machitzes, it's fully exposed, so it's a Karmelis. And the question was, can he carry these 4 Amis by splitting it half on the roof and half in the Achsadra? So 2 Amis on the roof, which is a Karmelis, and the final 2 Amis in this Achsadra. Is that allowed or not? Mau. Me, Amrin, shall we say, Kivan Deloy Hai Chazi Ladira? Deloy Hai Chazi Ladira. We have 2 areas here where they're both considered to be Loy Chazi Ladira. It's not suitable for dwelling. They're not living quarters. We have a rooftop, and we have the Achsadra, Chadar Rishosei. So perhaps it's considered to be like one and the same Rishos. Meaning, even though we're speaking about properties that are owned by 2 different individuals. So there's a change of hands here, change of ownership. He's taking an item from a gag, which belongs to one person, and transferring over to the karmelis, to the achsadra, which belongs to somebody else. But since we're not transferring from one makim dira to another makim dira, because certainly the achsadra is not suitable for dwelling, it's not a chazil dira. So, perhaps no concern. Change of hand, change of properties is not a concern. Or perhaps, kivan the megag legag aser. Just as the Rabbanan don't allow transfer from one roof to the other. Why? Because perhaps it's based on the fact that they're owned by different people. Likewise, you can't carry from the Gag to Achsadra because they're owned by different people. So it's considered to be a Shinoi Rishus. Let's take a look at Rashi here, off to the right, around 5-6 lines down. So Rashi begins with the words Chad Rishusuhu, and this explains why you should be able to carry from the Gag to the Achsadra. And the Gemara said because none of them are considered to be Chazi Ladira, and therefore we regard them as one and the same entity. They're both non-residential areas, non-living quarters. It says Rashi Chad Rishusuhu. Now, even though they don't belong to the same person, it's not considered to be a different type of rishus. Why? Even according to Rabbanon, who say that two roofs are considered to be two rishuyos, it's different. In our case, you can't compare it to the two rooftops. Why? We have residencies underneath the rooftops. Vishleim, we could say, Kishem Shiesh Chilik Rishus Lamata Bebatim. Just as there are separate and distinct living quarters down below the roofs, meaning in the homes, Kachish Chilik Lamala. Likewise, we split and separate the rooftops themselves. The Chilik Lamata, Solik Vazalel, because that same separateness that we have in the living quarters below rises upwards, extends into their roofs, and separates the roofs as well, which are really subordinate and bottle and an extension of the homes below. However, an achsadra is not a living quarters. So when you take something from a rooftop and bring it into an achsadra, which is not a place of residence, you're not transferring from one mokum dira to another. So although the rooftop is essentially part of a makam dira, but the achsadra isn't. So you're not taking from one makam dira to the other. So that would be the reason to allow. It's only by the rooftops, where both are considered to be a makam dira. You cannot transfer one to the other. However, if you're taking from the rooftop to achsadra, as the Gemara says, lo yihai chazal dira, lo yihai chazal dira, these aren't really homes. Certainly the achsadra is not a place where one resides. So you're not transferring from one area of personal space, one residency, to another. Or perhaps, given the megag legag usher, just as you can't transfer from one gag to the other, why would that be? And the reason would be because the chacham are particular about not transferring from one's property to another's property. So it's unrelated to dwelling, to residency, to dira. The point is, you're changing hands. You're taking from one person's property to another. That's the case. Umagaglach sadra nami. Here as well, you can't transfer from a rooftop to a sadra. So essentially the question here is, the isser of transferring magaglagag, is it based on residency because you're taking from one makim dira to the other? In which case, a sadra wouldn't have that element and would be mutter. Or is it change of hands? Change of properties. This person's property to this person's property, and this would apply in our case as well. Continues the Gemara. Boy Rabiva Varbai. What about in the following case? Beis Amis Begag, Beis Amis Bechurumau. Transferring from the Gag to the Churva. So two Amis on this rooftop, and then the final two Amis in a Churva, which is a ruins. So it's a dilapidated structure. Nobody's living there. It's breached. It's considered to be a Carmelis. Rashi describes it as being porous to Rishus HaRabim, so it's completely open to Rishus HaRabim and regarded as a Carmelis. So we have two areas which are similar in nature, both Carmelis, the rooftop and the Churva, just as the case before was a Gag and Achsadra, two similar cases of Carmelis. Here as well we have a Gag which is a Carmelis, a Churva which is a Carmelis. Can you transfer from one to the other? And the question seems to be based on the same equation. Are we concerned with change of property, or are we concerned with transferring from one makam dira to the other, which wouldn't apply in this case? Amar Rav Kahana, lav hainu de Rami Bar Chama, isn't this the same very question that was posed by Rami Bar Chama? we seem to be repeating the same question. Omar Rav Bever Bar Abaye. Do you think so? V'chime acher asoy v'natsoy? Am I simply coming to quote somebody else's question and challenge with it? Am I just coming to repeat things? No. There's a special reason why I ask specifically in this question. Why? Achsadra l'chazil adira. Certainly an achsadra, this outdoor terrace, is not suitable for dwelling. However, v'churva chazil adira. This churva is suitable for living. So it's a different equation. And that's why I pose the question, which is unrelated to the previous question. Says Zimmer, one second, if the churva is chazil adira, then what's the question? Of course you can't transfer from the gag, which is above a makam dira, to the churva, which is a place of dwelling. You're transferring from one to the other. So once the churva has been established as something which is suitable for dwelling, it's a place of residence, makam ubayde. So what was this question to begin with? Says the Gemara, what he meant was as follows. The churva is not really currently suitable for dira. Rashi says it needs to be repaired, it needs to be fixed up a bit. So it has potential to provide dwelling. So it's somewhere in between. It's not truly a home, but it's not as bad as the achsadra. It's not so fully exposed like the achsadra. You can repair it and make it suitable for dwelling. So this is something in between, and that's why Rabbi Abaye posed it as another question. Explains the Gemara. Im tim tzalei mekamar. What he meant to say is, if you're going to say, what do you mean? Im tim tzalei ma, if you're going to say, regarding the first question, of transferring from the gag to achsadra, if you'll say, in response to that question, that achsadra lechazi ledirom, that achsadra, since it's not suitable for dwelling at all, it's open and exposed. And that's why the achsadra would be mutter, and you could transfer from the gag to achsadra, because the restriction is only transferring from one makam dira to the other. So again, intim tzalei ma achsadra lechazi ledira, if you're going to say that achsadra is okay, because achsadra lechazi ledira, since it's not suitable for dwelling at all, that allows you to transfer from the gag to the achsadra, since they're both karmelis, and the achsadra is not a dwelling place. But perhaps the churva is different. Churva chazi ledira. A churva potentially can provide dwelling. You repair a little bit, and then it's perfectly suitable for living. So perhaps, since it has that potential, you shouldn't be able to transfer from the gag to the churva. It's like taking something from one makim dira to another makim dira, which is considered to be a shini rishus, or idilma perhaps, hashtamia less badiyurin. Or perhaps, look at the present moment in time, there's nobody living here, you can't live in here, it's broken, exposed. So perhaps, it's not considered to be a makim dira. And it would have the same thing like a chsadra. And you could transfer from the gag to the churva without any concern, as Rashi explained for us, because it's different than gag le gag, which are situated right above dwellings, in which case they themselves are considered to be an extension of the living quarters below. It's over there that the Chacham don't allow from one to the other because it's a shini rishus. But when you're transferring from one karmelis, from the rooftop to a achsadra, which is not a makam dira, or perhaps even a churva, you would be allowed to do that. Teku, and we leave it unanswered. So in summary, we have four different aspects of this shaila. Being metaltal two amis in a gag, and a gag that has a din like a karmelis, a gag that is sitting above dwellings, which is considered to be a makam dira. So you're limited to four amis in accordance with Shita's Rav. So if you do two amis on that roof, and two amis on an amud, this post next to it, which is a Rishis HaYachad, certainly you can't do that, because you can't transfer from a karmelis to Seyachad. Two amis on this rooftop, and another two amis on the adjacent rooftop, which is also a karmelis, that as well cannot be done, because these rooftops are considered to be connected to the dwellings below, and it's like you're transferring from one dwelling to another. The question was, could you transfer from a gag, which is a kamelis, to an achsadra, to this terrace, which is a kamelis as well? And it's not really chazil adir. So the question here is, do we focus on change of hands, change of balim, since it's different ownership? Perhaps it's asr, or the only time it's asr is you transfer from one makam dir to the other, in which case you're allowed to do it by achsadra because nobody lived there. That's one question. And assuming that's okay, the next question would be transferring to a churva, which is this dilapidated home, which can potentially house people if it's repaired. So here we have a karmelis, but it is somewhat chazil adira. So the question is, do we view it as a makim, which is dira, in which case you can't transfer there, or do we look at the present moment, in which case it's not suitable for dira, nobody's living there, and it's a karmelis. Therefore, you can allow transferring from the gag to the karmelis, and we leave it unresolved. Continues the Gemara. Gagin hashavan the Rameyer. So according to Rameyer, if you have lots of rooftops adjacent to each other, they're all considered to be one rishus. He doesn't hold of this svar of the Chachamim that each gag is considered to be a separate makam dira. Just because it's sitting above a makam dira, that doesn't affect the gag. The gag is a place which is not commonly used. It's not designed for common use, for intense use. It's not a personal space. Therefore, according to Rav Meir, we had this in the Mishnah, all gagas are considered to be one and the same entity, and you can transfer freely throughout. So that's one example. Gagan hashavin, if you have equally, evenly leveled roofs, because according to Rav Meir, if it's unequally leveled, if it's tentfachim, lifted off the next roof, then you can't transfer because it's a gzera, as we discussed in the Fetes. So, but if you have lots of rooftops which are even, gagan hashavin, Rav Meir, in which case the entire surface is considered to be like one huge single entity, or the gagi chidil rabbanon. So let's say you have just one single rooftop, according to the Chachamim, who don't allow transferring from one rooftop to the other, but let's say you only have one home with a huge roof. So both of these are really one and the same type of thing. We're talking about a single surface area which is considered to be one rishus. The question is, how far can you carry within that gag? We have machlekes. Rav Amar mutar tatal b'kulay. You're allowed to be metaltal freely throughout the entire rooftop. Ushmol Amar ein metaltan boy ela b'dalet. You're restricted to four amos. Says the Gemara, we seem to have a kasha on another from a different machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, where Rav and Shmuel both seem to say just the opposite. Rav Amar mutar tatal b'kulay. Rav says, in this case, you can carry throughout the entire roof. Kasha de Rav and de Rav. We seem to have a contradiction from this Rav on Rav, who told us yesterday in the Petes, that we have these roofs, you can only be metaltel within four amis, because it's open, exposed, and it's considered to be like a karmelis. So, why is this case different? Here we also have a roof which is exposed to the it's just a rabbin which is running beside the roof. So why do we regard it as a rishus hayachid to allow transferring throughout the entire roof? Says what is a big fundamental difference. Hasam leminkur mechitzasa. In the case over there where you had many rooftops adjacent to each other, you had the gagan, according to shitas chachamim. Those gagan were exposed to each other without any separation. Because, let's remember, according to Chachamim, each rooftop is considered to be a separate entity, right? It reflects the residents below. And since one roof is open to the other, it's nifras l'makam asulay. And let's remember, there were no machitzes visible on the rooftop. Therefore, Rav considered them more like a karmelis. Hasam loyer minkor mechitzasa. Hacha minkor mechitzasa. However, in our case, I'm speaking about one singular rooftop entity, which is surrounded by visible mechitzes. Why? Where are the mechitzes? They're up on top. But we employ the concept of good asik. We have the exterior walls of the home below, or of the homes below, which create that virtual mechitza, which rises above and encloses the rooftop, protects it from shesurab. So it's considered to be a bona fide rishus hayachid, and it can be metaltel kula. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. 11 lines from the bottom of the page. Rashi here is the two dots here, and it says Mushani. You have it? Mushani Hosam. The Gemara answers as follows. There's a big difference. Over there, Ben Gag Legag, Liamin Gud Asik. The Loy Mirkum Chitzasa. Over there, when we have one roof next to the other, and we don't have any visible mechitzas between them, then we can't employ the klal of Gud Asik. Shem Mechusas Begagim, because those mechitzas that separate the homes below, underneath the roof, is covered by the roof. Hilkoch Kivan, the Amar Rabbanon. So now, since the Chacham said that each rooftop is considered to be a separate Rishus, so each one is a separate entity. V'gud asik nami b'chihani lo yamri. And we can't say good asik. We can't lift the mechitzes from down below because they're invisible. Harayin prutzim kalech l'shus asur lo. So what is the resulting situation? Each gog is parut, is exposed to the next gog, to which it can't transfer. That results in a tiltal. They're considered to be like a carmelis. That's over there. But in our case, it's totally different. Aval hocha. Mechitza is minkaron. They're visible. V'kamrina bu'gadasik. And we can lift the mechitzas. Hilkach. L'rameya demash v'luchad rishusa leka delesa. So it works like this. According to a mayor, who regards all rooftops as one single rishus, so there's nobody interfering. It's all one single rishus, no matter how many people own those gagan. Because a gag is not considered a personal space. It's all considered to be like one, classified like one rishus. So nobody's going to interfere. Why? Explains Rashi. Do mechitzes chitzayin islu. Because there are visible exterior mechitzes here. So although there are no mechitzes visible in the midst of this of these roofs, but on the perimeter, you see mechitzes. The exterior mechitzas of the homes below are very visible, so they will serve as a one single comprehensive mechitza throughout, surrounding the entire group of roofs. And certainly, if it's only one rooftop, according to Chachamim, then certainly there's no concern. You have one rooftop surrounded by mechitzas which are nikaris. They're visible because they're the outermost mechitzas of the home below, which are very visible from the rooftop above, and that constitutes a mechitza for the rooftop as well. So that explains Rav. Why is this case different? Because the mechitzas are visible. Continues the Gemara. Shmuel Omar ein metaltin bo el bedal damis. Shmuel, however, maintains that you are limited to four amis. Says the Gemara, kashi de Shmuel Shmuel de Shmuel. This shita of Shmuel seems to contradict Shmuel's earlier shita, that those roofs, those gagan which are near each other, are considered to be completely rishus hayachid, and you can carry as much as you want. So why are you limited to four amis in this case? It says the Gemara, hasam lehavi yoisin beis asayim, because in those cases the rooftops were not more than two in size. So beis asayim is 100 amis by 50, which was the maximum sized area of a mokim shalahuka fladir, a place which was not enclosed for residential purposes. So if it's two sa'ah in size or less, then it's still considered to be suitable for personal use. It's the same size as the chatzar mishkan, it's like a chatzar, and you can carry within it. But if it's larger than that, and it was not enclosed for residential purposes, then you can't carry. Says the Gemara, yeah, in the case where Shmuel allowed carrying freely, we were speaking about rooftops which were small in size. Why? Because let's remember, we're following the Shittas Chacham, that each gog is considered to be a separate rishus. How are they considered to be enclosed to Shmuel? Because although the mechitzas between the homes below are not visible on the roof, we employ the klal of gur asik. We lift those mechitzas and we consider each rooftop as though it's fully enclosed and separated from the rooftop next to it. So each rooftop on its own, small size. And therefore, even though it's not hukaf ladir, it's not enclosed for residential purposes, you can carry there. So that explains that aloch. Hacha, however, in our case, where you have a huge area, because we're speaking either about a gagi chidil rabbanon, one huge size roof according to rabbanon, and gagan hashavon or meir, meaning lots of roofs, but following Rav Meir Shita, who considers them all to be one single entity. So you have a huge surface area. Hacha have Yosef Meisav Saim. It's larger than Tusa. Now, one remaining question is, but it's enclosed. We just finished saying that we have Mechitzas and Ikaris, which rise from the homes below and create that enclosure. Says the Gemara, V'hani Mechitzas, L'mat Avidan. Although these Mechitzas were built to create a Makam Dira, right? It's surrounding the homes. But the intention was to create the Dira below, not the Dira above. Therefore, it can't be applied to create a Makam Dira above, on the roof. So the roof, although it's enclosed with a Mechitza, with these virtual Mechitzas, but since, while when building these Mechitzas, the intent, the Kavanah, the purpose was to create a Dira in the homes, the point wasn't to create a Dira up on the roof. So you must follow those intention. The Kavanah determines the din of the Mechitzas, and the rooftop remains enclosed, but not for residential purposes. V'hani mechitzes, these mechitzes, which are going to be lifted virtually, l'mata vidan. They were constructed for the dira below, l'mala le'avidan. They weren't constructed to create dira above. So now we have a rooftop which is technically enclosed, but not enclosed l'shem dira. And it's very large in size. V'avake karfif, yosem beisav sayim shleikul adira. It's like a storage area, which is greater than Tusa, not enclosed for Dira. And what is that locha? Chol karfif. Yosef Meisav Sayim. Shalukul Adira. Eim Talkin by El Bedalad. This type of area has a din like a karmelis. And you're limited to 4 amas. So, just to sum it up, if you have a large area, a large roof, or lots of roofs together, but according to a mayor, they all regard as one rishus. Rav says, carry no problem, because it's Rishus HaYachid. We have the mechitzas, yeah, around the roof. You have mechitzas which are nekaris, which will rise virtually from the homes below to create that enclosure. Shmuel says, fine, but it's too large an area. Shalehu kafladira wasn't enclosed for residential purposes, because these mechitzas which are being used, which are being applied up on the roof, were constructed for the sake of the homes below, to create dira there, not to create dira here. So they can't be used to create a makam dira. So you have a large enclosed area, but it was not hukah for the dira. And it's not like a karmelis. Now apparently Rav holds that we do consider the roof as a hukah for the dira. Apparently he holds that although the intention was to build those mechitzas for the homes below, but you can just take them now and apply them to the roof as well. And you're creating a makam dira on the roof. So we disregard the intent and the kavana, why he was constructing those mechitzas. Halachically speaking, those mechitzas have now risen up to the roof and created a makam dira up on top as well. Continues the Gemara. We have another machlekes in Rav and Shmuel. Itmar, we learn. Sfina. What about a large sized ship? So it's greater than Beis HaSayim. Rav Omar, mutal tata bakula. You can carry throughout the entire ship. Ushmol Amar Emetalton by El Bedalad. You are limited to 4 amas. Explains the Gemara. Rav Amar Mutal Talto Bekula. Why can you carry? Very simple. Da Ikim Mechitzas, because we have mechitzas, and the mechitzas here are Asi Ladira to create that enclosure, the ship, which is a Makam Dira. Ushmol Amar No Emetalton by El Ba'arba Amis. You can only metalto 4 amas because we consider it like a karmelis. Why is that? There are mechitzas here. Mechitzas lavriach mayim asuyas. What's the primary purpose of the mechitzas of a ship? The ship is not really a makam dira. It's not. It's meant to keep the water out of the way. It's serving as an insulator. So since that's the primary focus and intent and function of the mechitzas, says Shmuel, they can't serve as a doubly functioning mechitza. There's no dual function. You have to do one or the other. Either you're coming to create a dira, or you're coming to be mavriach mayim. And in this case, since the point is to keep the water out, you can't create a residential enclosure with these mechitzes. So what are you left with? A large size ship. a place which is mukav machitzis, more than two sabah, it's not hukav ladira. So you can't carry in this enclosure. Omalei Rav Chiya bar Yosef v'Shmuel. So yes, Shmuel as follows. Hilchas kavasach is the halacha like you, that you're limited in the ship to four amis, or hilchas karav, or is the halacha like Rav? Omar Leitzer, Shmuel told him, hilchas karav. Actually, the halacha is like Rav. Apparently, Shmuel conceded to Rav, and he agreed that, yeah, one machitza can do two things. It can keep the water out and create a makam dir. Omar Rav Gidla, Rav Chiya, bar Yosef. Umoydu Rav, you meant to know that Rav will agree in the following case. Shim kof al pia. If he took this ship and overturned it, so he inverted the ship, shem metalten bo ala ba'ar ba'amis. In this case, you could only carry, you know, on the top of the ship, you can only carry four amis. Meaning, although the top of the ship is a mukim mukim mechitzis, how is that? Because of good asik. Once you inverted the ship, even the space above the ship is considered to be surrounded by mechitzis, because the mechitzis which surround the ship are viewed as though they're extending upwards. However, it will not create a makam dir. So we have mechitzis, but it's not enclosed for residential purposes, and therefore it's like a karmelis, and you're limited to farms. And Rav will agree in this case. Says the Gemara, Kafalamai, what was the purpose of turning the ship upside down? Ilei meloda tachtel. Was it in order to live underneath it? Then what's the problem? Maishno megal yechidi. Why is it different than the single rooftop, which we discussed earlier that Rav maintained? You can carry freely on that rooftop, although it's a large size rooftop, a surface area greater than Tusa, which requires a heck of ladira. So where is the heck of ladira? Rav maintained. There's no problem, because although the mechitzis of that home, which is supporting that rooftop, were fashioned and constructed for the sake of the deer of the home, not for the sake of the deer of the rooftop, it's okay. You can apply those mechitzis to the rooftop as well, which results in a mukim mukim deer. So just as Rav maintained that you can do it over there, so why is this different? If you take the ship and overturn it, so you have mechitzis, which were done for the sake of deer, because he'd like to live under there. So those mechitzis can be lifted and viewed as though they rise up and around the top, the bottom surface of the ship, meaning the top surface. He's sitting on the top of the inverted ship. So they rise all around that area and create a mokim mokim mechitzis. Lidira. Says more Ela Shekafel is, apparently he inverted the ship not in order to live underneath it, not l'shem dira, rather to do some repairs. Lezayf said to smear the tar, to shore up some cracks. So the point is that the machitzi that I hear now were not done l'shem dira. Right? He inverted it in order to repair it. So the area within these machitzis have no connection to dira, not meant for residential purposes. In which case, you can't say that the area, the machitzis provide a dira. Therefore, even if he sits above the ship on top, and you'd like to apply the concept of good asik, bring those mechitzis up, fine, they're mechitzis, but they're not l'shem dira. So since we're speaking about a very large sized boat, so we have a mukim greater than tusa, mukim mechitzis, but not l'shem dira. And even Rav would agree that the most you can carry is up to 4 ounces. So according to this version of the Gemara, the conversation between Rav Chiya bar Yosef and Shmuel, right, he asked him, who's the halacha like you or like Rav? And Shmuel says, well, I agree, the halacha is like Rav. He seems to have conceded to Rav. This conversation applied to the machlegas of the ship that we mentioned earlier. That's one version. Rav Ashi Masna Svina. He had the version that the conversation applied to the Svina machlegas, where Shmuel agreed to Rav that although the mechitzis are primarily coming to keep the water out, but they can provide dira as well. Rav Acha Brei de Rava Masna Achsadra. He had a different version that the conversation applied to another machlokes to Rav Shmuel regarding Achsadra, this terrace, this roofed area, where there's a machlekes, and over there, Shmuel agreed to Rav. What is a machlekes? The Itzmar we learned. Achsadra Rebik. We have this terrace, this roofed area, which doesn't have machitzes, and it's sitting out in the open in the valley, so it doesn't have any machitzes. We're going to actually learn this Bezer Hashem coming up on the Tzadik Talad in greater length. We're just here's just quoting it in short. So what's the halacha of this achsadra? Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bekula. One is allowed to carry throughout this achsadra. Shmuel Amar Ein Metalten Bo Ela Ba'arva. You limit it to 4 amos. Why? Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bekula. You can carry there because it has a din of Rishis HaYachid. How come? Although it has no practical machitzes here. Amrinam Pritikra Yod V'Seisa. The Pritikra, the tip of the edge of the roof, is viewed as though it descends downwards and creates that separation, that machitza. What this means is that when you have a roof and you're coming towards the roof, that face of the roof, that pitikra, gives you the impression like, look, you're about to enter someplace. You're entering a new area. It creates that separateness and therefore has a din like a pesach, and it's viewed as though it extends downward and separates the two areas. So according to Rav, even a pitikra can serve as a machitza, and the area of the achsadra is considered to be surrounded and enclosed. You're limited to 4 amis because it has the din of a karmelis. We don't say that it's enclosed by these machitzes. We don't say that the pitikra comes down and encloses the area. So it was with regards to this machlekes that conversation took place, and Shmuel seemed to agree to Rav. And we're going to learn this Bez Hashem in the Daf Sadek Dalet. Okay, so the Gemara leaves us off with 3 machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Let's make a quick summary. We have a case where there was a rooftop which was large in size, more than 2 sa in size. So it's either following Ramea Shita, and we're speaking about several rooftops adjacent to each other, and they're all considered to be one rishos. So we have one huge surface area, one gag, which is more than 2 sa, or according to Chachamim, we are actually speaking about one roof. A roof over one single home, owned by one person, but it happens to be large in size, more than 2 sa. So what is the halacha here? Rav says, you can carry throughout the entire area. It's a rishos hayachid. Why is it a rishos hayachid? Because the mechitzes surrounding this rooftop, meaning the outermost mechitzes of the homes below, which surround the perimeter of this roof, are viewed as though they extend upwards and create that enclosure. And according to Rav, it's considered to be hukaf ledira, because the mechitzes here were constructed for the sake of residency, for the homes below. Now, although they were meant for the homes below to create a dira there, not for the dira on the roof, but we can apply those same machitzes up on the roof and consider the entire area as a hukaf ledira. Whereas according to Shmuel, you're limited to 4 amos. He holds, although these machitzes were dira machitzes, right? They were meant to create a place of residence, but the intent was to create a dira down below. They were constructed for the purpose of the dira lamata in the homes. So you can't take those very same machitzes and defy the person's intent and take it and use it upstairs and consider that mokem hukav l'dira. The machitzes were not constructed for the sake of the dira l'mala. So the area is enclosed, but not l'shem dira. Therefore, it's the name of karmelis. We learned about a svina, which is larger than 2 sa. According to Rav here as well, it can be talta on the whole area. It's considered to be hukav l'dira. Whereas according to Shmuel, regarded as a karmelis, it's not considered to be hukav l'dira because the machitzes are primarily coming to keep the water out. Therefore, they cannot go ahead and create a residential enclosure. We're going to Rav Sadra Bika. Rav says you can be a tatal in the whole area because particularly the seisim we consider to be enclosed. When the Shmuel, we can't be a tatal. We don't consider it to be enclosed. We don't apply the klal of particularly the seisim in this case. Okay, now the Gemara is going to leave us off with another 2 questions. Number 1, V'Rav Aliba de Rameir. So we're speaking about those roofs next to each other. According to Rameir, they're all considered to be one single rishus. Rav maintains there's a proper mechitza here, because the mechitzas from down below are viewed as though they rise around that group of Gagin, create a mechitza around the perimeter, and according to Rav, it's called Hukaf Ladira. Why is it Hukaf Ladira? Because this wall was constructed for residential purposes, although the purpose was Dira Shalmata, it's irrelevant. Fact is, these mechitzas were meant to create an enclosure, a residential enclosure, and can be applied to the rooftop as well, which is a Hukaf Ladira, and is a full-fledged Sayach. Okay? For Rav, Alib de Rameh, according to Rav's version of Rameh, that this roof is a Rishayachet, L'taltum Migag L'chatzah. So what's wrong with carrying from a rooftop, which is a Rishayachet, to a Chatzar, which as well is a Rishayachet? The Gemara is working with the premise that it can't be done, as we're going to see in the coming Blat Be'ezus Hashem. So what's wrong? They're both Rishayachet. Says, well, you're right. There's that Gzera, if you remember. Gzera Mishum L'Arvitzel Baradimi. Because we're speaking that a Gag and a Chatzar are different levels. So the Gag is lifted at least 10 Tfachim off the Chatzar. And in that case, we have a Gzer. Although they're both Rosh Sayachid, and technically you can transfer one from the other. But if you do this, perhaps it might lead a person to transfer from the Rosh Sarabim to a mound, which is situated in Rosh Sarabim, in which case he's going to be doing Melacha Vaitzah from Rosh Sarabim to Rosh Sayachid. So we don't allow transfer between two uneven surfaces. So that's the answer to that question. Says the Gemara, another Shiloh. Ushmuel Aliv Derabonon. Now, according to Shmuel Shita, that when we have this large size roof, according to the Chachamim, we're speaking at one large size roof, and he considers it to be a karmelus. So although it's considered to be enclosed with mechitzes, because those perimeter mechitzes are viewed as though they extend upward and surround it, create a Rishus Hayachid. But since it's a large surface area, more than two sa, it's a karmelus. And according to Shmuel, we don't consider it to be Hukaf L'Dira, right, as you mentioned, because the mechitzes were intended to create Dira down below and not up above, so they can't be applied to create Dira up above. So Shmuel, the Rabban, who considered the rooftop to be a karmelus, what's wrong with carrying from a gag, this type of roof, which is a karmelus, to a karfif, a large size storage area, outdoor uncovered area, which is more than tusa, which is also considered to be a karmelus? Why can't you transfer from one to the other? The Gemara is working with the premise that you can't, as we're going to see later. So that's the Gemara, you know why? Technically, you really could. But this is a gzera. Amar Rav Bar Ula, gzera shami fachis agag. Now perhaps the roof will shrink, so some of the roof will fall apart, and he's going to bring the house in line with the smaller size roof, in which case he has a rooftop which is perhaps less than a karmelus size, right? It's either two saw or less, in which case it's no longer said to be a karmelus, and if we'll continue carrying from the rooftop, which is a non-karmelus area, to a karfe, which is a karmelus, he's in trouble. So that's the gzer. Gzer shem yipachis agag. That's why we don't allow carrying from the gag to the karfif, despite the fact that currently they're both larger in size than tusa, and they're both a karmelus. Yihachi, if that's the case, mikarfif lekarfif nami lo yitalt. He shouldn't be allowed to carry from one large size karfif, which is a karmelus, to another large size karfif, which is a karmelus. Dilma mifchis basel tatuli. Perhaps the karfif will shrink in size, and the mechitzis will now be enclosing an area which is two saw less, which is no longer a karmelus, and he'll continue carrying to the other karmelus, which he can't do, because one is a sayachad, one is a karmelus. So if you have the gzera by the rooftop, why can't you have the gzera by every karmelus? And it seems the Gemara is working with the premise, he's allowed to do that. It says more, there's a difference. Hasam, in the case of the two karfifs, imifchis min kareli milsa. If the karfif shrinks in size, it's pretty noticeable. You see the mechitza is suddenly getting smaller. So you'll be able to tell and stop your carrying. Hocha, however, by the rooftop, which is not an area which is enclosed with mechitzas, right? It's just a plain, flat surface. You're using virtual mechitzas to enclose it, but practically speaking, there are no mechitzas up there. In this case, it's not so noticeable. Hocha, imifches lemin kur milsa. If the roof gets smaller, you won't really notice it. Rashi says that a place that has no mechitzes, you don't really, it's hard to estimate, to determine its exact size. So since we're speaking of open and exposed rooftop, we're concerned perhaps eventually the size will change and it's going to turn from a karmelis to a non-karmelis entity, in which case you cannot carry from there to a karfif. That's why we don't allow transferring from the roof to the karfif at all, in order to avoid this circumstance. Okay, time for a brief chazar of today's daf. We began with the question of being metaltal from a gag, which is a karmelis. We're dealing with a gag which is exposed to another gag, and working with shittas chachamim, that each gag is considered to be a separate rishus, in which case Rav holds that once it's exposed to the neighboring gag, it's considered to be nifras l'makom ha'asula. So all these gagim are considered to be a karmelis, in which case you're limited to the halachas of karmelis. You can transfer, you can carry up to 4 amos. What about doing 2 amos on the rooftop and 2 amos on a amud, which is a rishus ha'yachid? Certainly that you can't. One is allowed to transfer from a karmelis to a ha'yachid. What about from one gag to the gag next to it? That you can't as well, because although they're both a karmelis, but they connect to 2 separate residences. Each roof is considered to be an extension of the dwelling below it. So you cannot transfer from one roof to the other, which is considered to be a shinui rishus. What about transferring from the gag to an achsadra, which is this terrace, open, exposed karmelis? The question here is, were the chachamim concerned about change of ownership? In which case, in this case, where the achsadra belongs to somebody else, you can't transfer from the roof to the achsadra? Or perhaps, that's not what concerns us. It's only where there are the urine. So a place of residence, like an actual house, or from one rooftop to the other, which are connected to the makom d'yurin lamata, but to an achsadra where it's not a makom d'yurin, perhaps there's no concern with shinui rishus. That's one question. And if that works, what about a churva, which is closer in nature to a place of residence? It can be repaired and deemed suitable for residence. So the question is, if you can transfer from the karmelis, the roof karmelis, to this churva karmelis, and we'll leave it, take. The Gemara brought 3 machlekes in Rav Shmuel. Number one, we have a large size rooftop. It's greater than Tusa. According to Rav, Mutal Talta Bakula, because it's Hukaf Ladira, being that it has mechitzes on the perimeters, which are rising from the houses below, and those mechitzes were erected L'shem Dira. According to Shmuel, you could only be metaltal 4 amos because, although it's a mukaf mechitzes, but it's L'Hukaf Ladira. Why is it not Hukaf Ladira? Because mechitzes constructed with the intent to create Dira down below, in the homes, not on the rooftop. So the rooftop cannot be considered a makom dira. Likewise, we had a case of a sfina, which was larger than Tusa. According to Rav, you can metaltal throughout the entire thing. It's Hukaf Ladira. According to Shmuel, you cannot, because those mechitzes are primarily functioning to keep the water out of the way. They can't go ahead and also make a makom dira. We had the case of the achsadra v'bika. Rav says it's considered like a shusayachid because pita kriyad v'saysim. And we view the area as though it's fully enclosed, and it's shusayachid. According to Shmuel, we don't say pita kriyad v'saysim, and it's considered to be a karmelis, and therefore you're limited to 4 amos.